How is everyone doing today? Just waiting for everybody to come in. If you're in the chat room right now, let me know how I sound right now at the moment. Because I am having to, you know, kind of broadcast from the car today. Well, my dad's old truck, which is technically now my truck. I would like to hear from you if how I'm sounding, how it looks right now. Because, you know, I'm, even though it may not seem like it, I kind of am a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the way that my show sounds. Must not be doing too well because I only got one person. I had two. They dropped off now. So if you're in the chat room, oh, don't call me Boss Vulture. Jesus Christ. You're way older than I am when it comes to things. So please don't call me sir. But if you're in the chat room right now, please share this on your social media. Let's get some people in here. Let's have some fun. What up, T-Bone? So, all right. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream. Make sure you go to my website, tuttle.net. You'll be able to find every single place. You'll be able to find me online when it comes to social media, the podcast, whatever it may be. Hope you guys are having a great day. If you are in the state of Florida right now, I mean, I know before anybody tries to correct me and say that this is not a hurricane, it is predicted to be a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida. I still think it's going to be a Category 1, which is absolutely nothing when it comes to a hurricane here in the state of Florida. You know, we have a lot of transplants and stuff that come down here, and they have never, ever experienced a hurricane. When you're going back to Bubba Show, we miss you. Well, I've touched on this a couple of times on past shows, on the podcast, live streams and stuff. I cannot be on the terrestrial show anymore. Because of, you know, the comments, the show that I did about Shannon Burke. And I still thought I was pretty cool. But I don't want to get on that. Bubba Blitz, everybody has said that I'm allowed to be on some of the bonus shows, the Twitch shows, whatever it may be. And I'm fine with that. I don't want anybody to think that I'm mad at Bubba. But back to what I was saying. Before anybody corrects me, it is technically, it's not a hurricane at the moment. Right now, it is just a tropical storm, but they're saying that it's going to be a Category 1 by the time that it reaches the Tampa Bay area. And Tampa really has been lucky when it comes to tropical storms, hurricanes, whatever it may be, because a lot of people don't realize this. There is a lot of low-lying areas. Yeah, it's just going to be a rainy day. Look, Floridians still do not start worrying about hurricanes until it gets to a 3. 3, we start kind of maybe paying a little bit of attention to it. When you really, really need to start freaking out is when the Waffle House, that is a good barometer, a good judgment. If they start closing Waffle Houses because of a storm, that is when you need to start getting a little worried. If they start closing down IHOPs or Waffle Houses, then you might want to start preparing. You might want to get some water. If you're going to have a hurricane party, you might want to maybe prepare a little bit. Because a Category 3 will knock out power, which really, really sucks because hurricane season is in the middle of summertime and it is just absolutely horrible when you, because like during Hurricane Matthew, I went 10 days without power and it sucks. It is always hot and humid as hell because what happens once the hurricane clears out, it pulls all the clouds out. The sun, there's not a cloud in the sky. I always think of hurricanes as nature's natural douche. It is. hurricane clears out absolutely everything. Yeah, you're going to have sweaty balls for days. It was the worst that I have ever, like, smelled in my life, because we didn't have water, we didn't have power when Hurricane Matthew left, and we were without power for 10 days. And I've talked about this. I ended up having to go down to the public boat ramp where they have a shower that people can rinse off. I went down in my tidy whities because I, for the most part, I do not wear underwear for the most part. And I went down there in my tidy whities and I showered right next to the boat ramp because that was the only running water that we had, because here all the water runs off of electricity. For the most part, like city water and stuff, I don't know, I don't think you need electricity for that. But when you have a well drilled, or, you know, you have a septic tank, stuff like that, you need electricity to be able to pull the water out of the ground. So what I'm trying to say is, don't believe, well, okay, see, because a lot of people, I don't want to make the statement, F electricity. I don't want to make this statement that people should not be prepared. There's a lot of idiots that'll go out. They're going to want to go see the damage. They'll end up stepping on a down power line. Well, okay. That is the other thing that I want to talk about. What up, Cornelian Orleans? That's the one thing I want to talk about. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, was doing a press conference, and he was talking about how more people die of generators, idiots that think that it's okay to be able to pit your generator inside the garage, to pit your generator inside of the house. And the way that I look at it, and I know that, when Scary Terry rolls up his sleeves, I have not seen YQS here in a while. I know that she's going through some stuff. I know that she had a run-in with a neighbor, and I've been trying to reach out to her, but I don't want to keep bothering her. But the way that I look at it is, why even warn the people about pitting generators inside of their house? The way that I look at it is, it is just basically natural selection. If you are an idiot, if you're dumb enough to pit a generator inside your house thinking that that is okay to do. Those are the type of people, and I know that I hate any loss of life, but come on, people. Those are the type of people that we just do not need in our society. If they think that that it's okay to be able to put a generator inside your house, it is the same thing as, you know, closing your garage door and leaving the car running and trying to kill yourself. It's just, you should know that as a person. If you are in the chat room right now, please, if you give me a thumbs up, don't shoot me the thumbs up emoji. Hit the like button on this video because it does help me. It really, really does help me. Dude, Cornelian Orleans, I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, you should know not to be able to pit a generator inside your house. I know that a lot of people probably are going to be upset by that comment that I made, but it is the God honest truth. Those are the type of people that it offers nothing to society in our world. No, Philip Anthony, no, you're not supposed to keep it inside unless you got, I don't know if they even make it possible. It'll get wet outside. You know, maybe if you want to be prepared with a generator, put a covering over it. Or I don't even know if they even create something like this. No, you know what? Don't even take that chance. Don't even take that chance. Just keep it outside. It's dumb as hell to do. And I'm just saying, if you don't already know, don't. Turn live chat for a second and you can like the video. Okay, yeah. Anyways, on today's Tuttle Daily Podcast, if you don't know my new schedule, I'm kind of getting back to what I was doing before. I am getting the show done the day before. I am a day ahead. I took Monday off. Monday was kind of a rough day. Mom, you know, she's got her surgery coming up. She's kind of been in the dumps about dad passing away. I have as well, too. I don't want anybody to think that it does not bother me. It really, really does. But I'm just trying to stay strong for my mom. But man, Monday was just a bad day. I didn't feel like doing it until later on in the afternoon. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do a show and I'm going to get a day ahead. No, I'm not in the PT. I'm actually, I have taken over my dad's Ford F-150. And that's a story that I'll get into on tomorrow's show about the ordeal that I had when I got pulled over on Friday because of the registration being expired. The tag was not re-registered. Because my dad died 4 or 5 days after his birthday with all that stuff going on. And we just forgot to renew the registration. We had a lot of stuff going on. So I got pulled over. The cop was really, really cool about the whole situation. I explained to him how my dad just passed away. I was not that far away from the house, and he was cool enough. I mean, he could have been a real dick, but he was not. And, you know, he actually was like, you know, I'm sorry about your dad passing away, condolences and stuff. And I was able to get it back to the house. So that was a cool thing. That's something that I had to deal with. Never, ever go to a government office the day after a bank holiday. That's another thing. Why are we taking July 5th off for July 4th? It does not make any sense. Our asses need to be working. Our asses need to be out doing stuff. I couldn't get any of that stuff done on Monday. And then everybody, goddamn, I think I waited an hour and a half today to be able to get the registration done. So I just don't understand. If July 4th happens on a weekend, guess what? We don't get to take an extra day off. I really, really do not get it at all. So that was a big pain in the ass. I'm going to get into that a little bit on tomorrow's show. But on today's show that is available now, I don't know if you guys, any of you, if you had a chance to be able to listen to it, but I ended up giving my rebuttal to the comments that the guys from Funny to Informing, it's a podcast that I have been on many times. They've been on my show as well. We have cross-promoted each other quite often. And I was on their show a couple of weeks ago. And I guess one of the guys is leaving, Chris is leaving to go to Nashville, and they made the announcement when I was on the show, and I made a joke, a very innocent joke. You know how I am. I was like, oh yeah, the show is over with. You guys are not going to do it anymore. And I told his partner, John, I was like, hey, if you want to do stuff with me, come on, buddy, let's do it. Well, they got a little upset when I was there, but then they waited a week later for the next show to kind of like knock my dick in the dirt, per se. Were my feelings hurt? No. Just, I really, really did not appreciate it at all. Now, I could have, my rebuttal could have been a lot more, like, out there. Like, I could have come more correct. By correct, I mean, I was speaking the truth. I'm just saying, I could have come a little bit stiffer. I could have, shoot style went after them, but I didn't. I explained the whole situation. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, check it out. That is on episode 427 of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Now, this is something else that I have to go through. I finally heard back from YouTube, and there is a little bit of issue on the monetization as well as doing the super chats, because they said, because I've had that YouTube channel for about, I don't know, 12, 13 years now. And then back in the day, I just used to like post videos that I thought were entertaining to the channel. Well, got a letter back from them saying that I got to clean up some things. Some of the material that I have is copywritten. Now, I got to go back through all that stuff. I got to do a rebuttal video explaining why I have some of that stuff up there to be able to get this. They're just making the process a little hard. And I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching at YouTube at all. So a lot of people have been asking when you'll be able to super chat. Hopefully it'll be soon, but I got to clean up some of the older videos that are on my YouTube channel before I can make that happen. So I think I got to wait another 30 days to be able to reapply, clean up the YouTube channel with all the problems. I don't think there is a lot of problems, but I'm going to do that. But I love you, YouTube. I really, really do. I've picked YouTube over Twitch. So what I'm trying to say is, I love you, YouTube. I'm never going to leave you, YouTube. I like your standards a lot more than Twitch. Because Twitch, you can't get away with shit. Like, seriously, you just can't do it. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on that. And there's just a lot of things coming. I got a great show. I'm almost done with it. If you're wanting to know, the new shows will be posted at midnight. So they will be available for you on your drive to work every single morning. Does that work for you guys? Like, seriously, I mean, I am here to serve you guys. And whatever is the most convenient for you, I would love to hear from you. There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me, tuttle@gmail.com. I love to get voicemails from you, 407-270-3044. I have already started clearing out the shed to be able to build the studio that I've been talking about. I've already got an AC unit that my producer, Vulture, got for me. I just need to soundproof the shed because it's all metal. And if you don't know much about like audio formats, you don't want to have a lot of metal. You don't want to have sharp corners where your voice is bouncing off of them. So it's going to be a little while. But once I get the studio all set up, my plan is, and I want to get your feedback, please. My plan is to start doing a 2-hour daily live stream on my YouTube channel, then taking the audio from the YouTube channel and then putting it up for download for the podcast. I don't know. Is that something you guys would be interested in? I mean, you guys can reach out. I gave you it, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. I don't even know if that's something you guys would even be interested in. Because if that doesn't work for you, then I don't want to do it. I don't want to change things up because what I've been doing right now has been working out pretty well so far. Am I as big as I want to be? No. I always want to get more. But I also know that I'm getting a lot more downloads than a lot of the podcasts that are here in Central Florida because I try to stay consistent. I ended up doing, for 6 months, I did a show every single day, and that is what really got the numbers growing for everybody. So, I just kind of wanted to give you a state of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Any of you guys, if you have any ideas, if you see any interesting news stories, send them to me, because you guys got to realize, I'm basically doing this stuff by myself. Thank God I have my producer, Vulture, who helps me out with everything behind the scenes. It allows me to be able to concentrate on the content that I'm putting out every single day when it comes to the show. That's about it. Like, because I've been busy all day today. The owner of the park, they like you to have everything secured. There's not a lot of things that are going to blow away, especially with a Category 1 and being on the other state of Florida, or on the other side of the state of Florida. It's just been a pain in my dick. Anyways, I just wanted to check in with you guys. Wanted to see what you think. I would love to hear your feedback on the plans that I have for the show. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. I love every single one of you, and I appreciate the support. Wait, the missing military plane found in Alaska 60 years later. All right, I am going to Google that as soon as I get done with this. Anyways, hope you guys have a great night. If you're in the Tampa area, I hope you guys stay safe. Even though that this is a tropical storm, it is, I really think that Tampa is going to have a flooding problem. I really, really do. Because, you know, depending on what time high tide comes and when Hurricane Elsa, I know it's a tropical storm now, but it will be a hurricane by the time it gets up there. It is going to push a lot of water into the bay. Miss you too, Neil. Anyways, peace out, guys. Make sure you check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast and share it as much as you can.